like your shirt.
Thanks, Sid. My wife picked it out. Very excited today to introduce you to our first round draft pick in 2018, Mike Hughes. We talked about him last night, what he brings to this organization, not only as a football player on the field, the positions that he can play as a corner, but also the unique traits he has is our potential returner as well. So very fortunate that he was down there where we were picking at number 30. And was very excited to have him in today. His agent, Chris Ellison, is here. I already kidded him. We should have that contract done and announce that sometime 10 minutes after this press conference. But looking forward to tonight. I know there's going to be another opportunity to add some quality players to this roster. So we're getting ready to kick off here in about an hour and excited for potentially what's going to happen tonight. With that, I'll turn it over to Coach Zimmer.
Nice to see you again from 18 hours from last night. But you know, Mike, we had an opportunity to visit with him quite a bit when he was here on the top 30 visit. We visited with him at the combine. We had him in the formal interview room, and so we. As we started talking more football, we felt really, really comfortable about his intellect, the way he plays the game, and then obviously the things that he does on tape. You know, a famous old coach called me this morning and said, you know, one of the reasons why he likes me is he understands that you can never have too many corners. And there's a commercial on TV actually right now that the lady asked this guy, how many guns do you need? And he says, just one more. That's how we feel about corners. Just one more. So it's as many times as we can find guys that can cover around here, the more we will. But Mike's a tremendous athlete, great quickness in and out of the cut. Short shuttle time, which I look at very, very hard, was outstanding. Obviously, his 40-yard time, he goes and gets the ball up in the air. And as Rick said, he's an excellent returner. So we're excited to have him here. We can't wait to get him back and get him here next weekend and get to work with him. And I'm sure our veteran corners will take him under their arms and help him to become a great, great professional football player here. So anyway, so our newest first round draft pick, Mike Hughes.
Sorry to
cheer. On the media, I can't cheer.
Oh, okay. First of all, I just want to say it's a blessing to be here, a blessing to be in this position. I want to thank General Manager Rick Spielman, Coach Zimmer, and the Wolf family, you know, for believing in me, believing in what I can bring to the organization. And I'm just excited to get to work. So.
You said last night that it probably wasn't going to set in until today. Is it starting to settle in right now that this is your future?
Yes, sir. As I, you know, walk around the building, meet everybody, I got a chance to see my jersey, so that really kind of got me excited. So, yeah, it's definitely setting in a little bit.
Both Rick and Mike mentioned your kickoff return ability. Just talk about that, and are you hopeful you'll be the guy returning kicks next
year? Oh, yeah, I'm definitely hopeful I'll be doing that. That's an aspect to my game that I think that a lot of people don't have, and a lot of people don't take as serious as I do. So I'm ready to bring, you know, what I have to offer to, like I said, to this organization, and I'm ready to get to work, man.
What do you think of the way kind of kickoffs are trending? You know, some people think they might even be eliminated somewhere.
If they're eliminated, then I still have punt returns.
At 5'10", how do you cover 6'3", 6'4", receivers?
Just, you know, stress and technique. Being fundamentally sound, you know, using my leverage to my help, and just being physical, not playing to your size. People say I'm short, but I don't think I play, you know, 5'10". I feel like I play like I'm 6 foot. So just being, you know, physical and competing is the most important thing. So.
Yeah, going off that with your Twitter handle and Instagram handle, Big Mike. I mean, have you always felt like you had to play bigger than you were? I mean, when did that notion settle in for you?
Just the way I play on the field. I kind of got that nickname my freshman year in high school. Started playing quarterback. I made some pretty crazy plays at quarterback. Some guys started calling me Houdini, Big Mike, and I just kind of started rolling with Big Mike, even though I was, you know, maybe 5'9" in high school. So, it just kind of stuck with me.
Does that quarterback experience help you at all, trying to defend quarterbacks, and if so, how?
Oh, yeah, definitely. As a cornerback, knowing where the receiver wants to get the – or knowing where the quarterback wants to get the receiver the ball – or, even in special teams, being a return man, playing quarterback, you know, kind of helped me get the feel for, you know, making the right cuts and just having a great vision on the field.
What were your thoughts on when Minnesota gave you the call and you picked up the phone? What was that moment like for you?
It was unreal. I had a bunch of family around. They were excited. I could barely hear Rick on the phone. So, but it was an unreal moment. It's something I've been dreaming about since I was little. So I just kind of, you know, soaked everything up. And like I said, I'm just ready to get to work, man.
Mike, what role did Garden City and Jeff Sims play in where you're at today?
He played a huge role. Jeffrey Sims, he's a guy that doesn't get enough credit for what he does for guys like me. He definitely believes in second chances. And, without him, none of this is possible. So he played a huge role in this part.
In having kind of a transient college career, spending not a lot of time at places, and obviously a lot of guys learn a lot from JUCO, how do you feel coming to an organization that, you know, you're going to have that stability where you're here for a couple of years? How do you think that's going to help your development?
I think it'll help out a lot. I've only been playing corner for 3 years, so I think this staff will do a great job of polishing me as a corner. Also, the veterans that are currently here, I'm looking forward to learning from those guys. So I think, you know, being here over long periods of time will definitely help out my game.
You touched upon watching the draft. Where did you watch the draft?
So I was down in L.A. where I was training. A bunch of family came up, maybe about 50 people. So, like I said, when I got the call from Rick, it was pretty loud. I could barely hear him. So it was an exciting moment.
Do you think Coach Frost helped you quite a bit? Rick knows Coach Frost obviously very well right now. Do you think that helped? He's had a lot of nice things to say about you.
Yeah, hopefully he said a lot of good things, which I think he did. I got a chance to talk to him after the draft. But, yeah, hopefully he helped me out in this process. So, I'll give him a call when I can, and I'll thank him.
Just in talking to Coach so far, what do you think is going to be the biggest adjustment for you at the NFL level?
Just learning to play up to speed and, learn the playbook and, just normal things that rookies will have to get adjusted to. So.
I don't know how much time you've had to study Minnesota's defense, but are there any similarities you've seen between the defense that you ran last year and the one you're expected to be a part of this year?
Well, obviously, man-to-man. You run a lot of man-to-man, and I think that's one of my greatest strengths is being a cover corner, going up and pressing guys, and I'm looking forward to doing that. So I would say that's probably one of the main similarities from what UCF did and how, the Vikings do. So.
You're known as a physical corner despite your size. What's the key to that for you to being so good in press coverage?
Just having that chip on my shoulder that, I don't want to get the ball caught on me. I hate having the ball caught on me even in practice. So I just like competing, going up against a receiver that's, either bigger than me or a guy who's ranked pretty high. That kind of builds that chip on my shoulder to go out there and compete.
Mike, how much have you had a chance to watch the other corners that are here, Xavier Rhodes, Trey Wayne, Mackenzie Alexander? What have been your impressions of those guys?
Obviously, Xavier, he's a big household name guy, big corner, long arms. Trey Waynes, he came out of Michigan State pretty fast. He trained at the same facility I trained at for the combine process. Obviously, I played against Mackenzie Alexander my freshman year in North Carolina, ACC championship. So I've got a chance to look at those guys pretty well. And I think this will be a special group.
First-round draft picks now in the Viking secondary. That's a big number.
Yeah, it's an exciting number, too. Like I said, I'm just blessed to be in this position, and I'm excited to be a Viking. I'm ready to go to work, man.
How important was it for you to be picked in the in the first round? And when it started getting down late in the round, I'm sure you were starting to worry a little bit.
Just being able to be drafted in the NFL, period, is a blessing to me. It's been a lifelong dream. You know, whether I got picked in the fifth round, you know, I'll be excited to go to work wherever I got drafted at. So.
Mike, how do you think you've changed as a player and a person since your freshman year at UNC?
Just surrounding myself around, you know, great people, people who I can look up to and, you know, kind of learn life lessons from and just grow as a man. My mother played a big part in that, just, you know, teaching me to stay focused on the goal that, you know, led me here to this position. So just, you know, being aware of my situations and, like I said, just being around important people who you know, will make me more successful in life. So.
You remember the last time you lost a game?
Not off the top, I cannot. My freshman year in North Carolina, lost three games, but we won 11 straight. So losing is not really in my background. So.
What was last season like, you know, getting you guys to 13-0 and then declare yourselves national champions?
to make that claim, we didn't lose a game. You know, we beat the team who were both in not competing for the national title. So, and they didn't give us a shot in the playoffs. So I think we deserve to make that claim. You know, it was a special year for us. 13-0, that was the biggest win streak in school history. So that was a special moment for us last year.
Getting to play with someone like Shaquem Griffin, I mean, how inspirational has that story been, you know, for guys that are around him and you personally?
He's a guy I look up to, but I see him as a football player. He does some of the same things that, you know, regular football players do. And it's nice to see his name get out there and be all blown up, but I know what he could do as a football player, and he, like I said, he's a guy I look up to, so I'm sure he'll get a shot. I can't wait to hear his name called.
Time for two more for Mike. Do you know Latavius Murray?
Yeah, I do. He contacted me last night. He said he was excited once he heard the news, so I'm excited to get to work with him.
Mike, just looking at your timeline, I know you didn't show up to campus until about 2 weeks before the season started. By week two, though, you're already the team's starting cornerback. You finish the season with all the stats and accolades, and then a few months later, boom, here you are. You're in the draft. So can you just talk about kind of that whirlwind and how everything unfolded so quickly for you?
I got to give a special thanks to all the guys at UCF, the coaching staff. A lot of the players welcomed me with open arms right away, you know, as soon as I got there. So, you know, them being able to help me and show me the ropes just around campus, not only on the football field, but how things work around the building. So, you know, that played a big part in me adjusting, you know, getting there pretty late. So, I want to give a special thanks to those guys at UCF. So.
So you know what? We're actually going to also introduce a special guest here we have today. Penny Bryce has sewn every Vikings nameplate on every Viking jersey since 1969. Every Viking that's had their name on the back of their jersey, Penny sewed. This is the last jersey that Penny sewed. She's hanging up her thimble and sewing her way into retirement here. So,
Ryan's in the back of the room. Dennis and Penny work together several days a week for the past
49
years. You
want
to say how many years?
Well,
quite a few
actually,
years.
He hasn't been here quite that long. I went with Stubby first.
Yep.
He said, you know, Stubby was, you got two
Come on,
gaps
Dennis.
In,
Come on, Dennis. Come up.
In equipment manager. There's only been two?
Equipment manager of the year.
Yep. And there's a reason.
Yeah.
Stubby was a rough cut diamond. This guy's the polished version.
Right here, guys.
Did you ever spell any names wrong?
Oh, yeah, I'm kidding. Usually Dennis catches them.
All right. Good? Good?
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Mike, can I grab him?
Yeah. This is just too deep. If you take this out, it'll make like just too short.